Right.
Check 1, 2.
There
ah, a live microphone.
Okay.
Check 1, 2. Probably a little bit more on guitar. Ah, sounds so good. We give a big hand to the sound people. Yes.
Yeah.
And to the MCs. Yes.
I will pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my gold diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you'll love me again. Darling, how can I stay here without you? I have nothing to cheer my poor heart. This old world would seem sad, love, without you. Only promise we never will part. I will pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my gold diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you'll love me again. Take back all the pictures upon it. Take back your gold diamond ring. And this card with your picture upon it. It's a face that is false, but it's fair. I will pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my gold diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you'll love me again.
All right, Tammy, play the guitar. That sounds pretty good. Give her a hand.
There's a white rose that blooms in the garden, and it grows with the flower of my heart. It broke through on the day that I met you. It will die on the day that we part. I will pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I will pawn you my gold diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you'll love me again. Only say that you'll love me again.
I sure am glad to be here. This is my first time getting to play at the Florida Folk Festival, but you need to talk to Tammy, because Tammy has been here for every single folk festival, all 50
not,
of them.
Oh, not. Now, wait a minute here. Are you implying I'm over age of 50?
Well, you know, you hold
you're
up pretty good.
Well, you know what? I was talking to my friends the other day. I think the reason why we're all looking so young these days, it's the preservatives in the food. Remember, we had Wonder Bread and Merita and all these good things. Spam! It keeps... You are what you eat. You keep pretty darn good.
That's a scary thought, Tam. Very scary thought.
Well, one of the wonderful performers that's here this weekend is the amazing, amazing Wonder Miss, Mr. Mike Seeger. And this is a tune that I heard him play when I was in Mount Airy, North Carolina, back in the early 80s. He learned this from his sister, Miss Peggy, from a collection of folk songs from Alabama. It's called I'm Going to the West.
This fair land, I'll stay no more. Here labor is in vain. I'll leave these mountains of
hopping on the autocar.
Go from one extreme to another. I just played an instrument that had 36 strings, and I'm going to play one with three here and tell you an interesting story about this little instrument right here. This right here is called a Banjimer dulcimer, and I met a fella on a TV show. As a matter of fact, I was hosting the TV show, and he made all sorts of folk instruments, and he had this instrument, and he played a tune on it. And he handed it to me, and he says, "You want to play a tune on it?" And I played a tune on it, and I bought the thing from him right there on the air in front of 20,000 people. So I definitely have got a bill of sale on this one. But I saw a gentleman here at Pioneer Days in High Springs from, where was he? He was from St. Augustine, a fellow named Williams. What's that guy's name? You don't know it either. Anyway, but he called them Woodrows, and that's what he made. And I've heard them called strumming sticks, Woodrows, and Banjimer dulcimers. But anyway, it's kind of a cool little instrument. It has three strings, and I'm going to play you a tune on it.
They're also Banjimer called dulcimer. They're also called Appalachian lutes. I knew something you didn't know.
Already the explanation for this thing is longer than the song, so now you're adding more titles to it. Anyway, here's an old fiddle tune called Old Joe Clark.
I think you're playing way too slow.
First time it's ever broke, but I'm gonna do this song anyway. Old Joe Clark, the preacher's son, preached all over the plain, but the only song he ever knew was Hilo Jack and Game. Old Joe Clark, he had a cat, she'd never sing or pray, so she stuck her head in a buttermilk jar and washed her sins away. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, bound to go away. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, bound to go away. Now, old Joe Clark, he had a cat, she'd never sing or pray, so she stuck her head in a buttermilk jar and washed her sins away. Now, old Joe Clark, he had a mule, his name was Morgan Brown, and every tooth in that mule's head 16 inches round. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, bound to go away. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, bound to go away. Pick that banjo.
Parquet.
Old Joe Clark, he had a house 40 stories high, and every story in that house filled a chicken pie. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, bound to go away. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, bound to go away. Now, the purpose of folk music has always been to communicate with the soul about the lives and experiences of the average, everyday folks. Now some people say the lyrics to old fiddle tunes are not relevant in this modern day and age, but I got a set of lyrics about a man who really keeps the spirit of old Joe Clark alive.
Who dat be?
Bill Gates.
Ooh.
Old Bill Gates from Microsoft, richest man alive, but the only thing he ever loved was Windows 95. Old Bill Gates had lots of dough piled up to the sky. The only thing he never owned was a suit and tie.
Woo-hoo!
Farewell, old Bill Gates. Farewell, I say. Farewell, old Bill Gates. Apple's here to stay. Farewell, old Bill Gates. Farewell, I say. Farewell, old Bill Gates. Apple's here to stay. Old Bill Gates, he said, I'm in this problem, I'll attack. I'll take your clumsy IBM and make it work like that. But old Bill Gates, he's dead gone. They'll let him into heaven. But not until the bugs are gone from Windows 97. Farewell, old Bill Gates. Farewell, I say. Farewell, old Bill Gates. Apple's here to stay. Farewell, old Bill Gates. Farewell, I say. Farewell, old Bill Gates. Apple's here to stay. Now it's your turn to sing it. Are you ready? Here you go. One. Farewell, old Bill Gates, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Bill Gates, Apple's here to stay. Farewell, old Bill Gates, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Bill Gates, Apple's here to stay. Teaches children to sing songs. And most of them are over the age of 45. But some of them are under the age of 45. Why don't you tell them about your students?
Oh, I have the most marvelous children that I've been working with. Private students, but also I've recently got a job where I'm teaching kindergarten through fifth graders American folk music. And This next song is one of their top favorites. They like to sing this one, and they also like to sing the one about the drunken sailor. And be crusty pirates going, arg! So we'll get your help on this one. The chorus goes like this.
Boop, boop, did down a bottom shoe. Boop, boop, did down a bottom shoe. Boop, boop, did down a bottom shoe. They swam and they swam right over the dam.
They're a great group of singers. Okay, now you got to put on your brave hats because this is going to get very, very scary. It's a story about three little fish and all the trouble they got into because they would not listen to their mama fish. It goes like this.
Down in the meadow by a little bitty pool swam three little fishies and a mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fish, swim if you can. So they swam and they swam right over the dam. They went boop-a-dee-da-dad, bottom shoe. Boop-boop-a-dee-da-dad, bottom shoe. They went boop-boop-a-dee-da-dad, bottom shoe. They swam and they swam right over the dam.
Stop, cried the mama fish, or you'll get lost by three little fishies. They didn't want to be bossed.
They swam and they swam. They went out on a spree, and then all of a sudden, they swam and in the great big blue sea. They went boop boop a did dad and bottom shoe. Boop boop a did dad and bottom shoe. They went boop boop a did dad and bottom shoe. They swam and they swam into the great big blue sea.
How about that?
Boop-a-dee-da-da.
they met up with the great big shark.
Uh-oh.
And that shark went,
burp, burp, but didn't that a modern shit? Burp, burp, but didn't that a modern shit?
He went,
burp, burp, but didn't that a modern shit?
They swam till they met up with that great big shark. Oh, let me tell you about that shark. That shark had great, big, shiny, ferocious shark. He's getting closer and closer and closer and closer to the fish. And he spotted them, and his mouth is getting wider and wider, and he's swimming closer. Ah! Oh no, what are we gonna do? We never learned about the sort of thing in school. He cried a fishy. Second said, it's your fault we're in this mess. Third one says, hush, I know what to do. He said, hey, Mr. Shark, that whale over there is making faces at you. Shark turned his head, those fishies knew what to do. Back to the itty bitty pool they swam. Then they swam and they swam right over the dam. They went, pooper did it at a water shoe. Pooper did it at a water shoe. They went, pooper. Dog paddle, even to the cannonball. Back to the mama fishy, they did go. They went boop, doodle doop, 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 doodle doop. They swam and they swam and they swam and they swam. They swam and they swam right over the dam. And that's a story about three little fish.
With a dram glass in her hand, drinking away her troubles, and her courting some other man. Can I ever stand it? Just to look at those two big eyes. They shine just like diamonds, like two diamonds in the sky. Yonder stands little Maggie with a dram glass in her hand, drinking away her troubles and her courting some other man.
Pretty good, ain't it?
Fantastic.
Sometimes I have a nickel, and sometimes I have a dime. Other times I have $10 to pay little Maggie's fine. Understands little Maggie with a dram glass in her hand, drinking away her troubles and her courting some other man. All right, Tam.
Show you a trick.
Yeah.
110 possible tunings for the banjo.
And so far, none of them have ever been achieved.
Give me a G. So I'm going from one tuning to another really quickly.
This is a song here that was, there's a kind of a dispute about who exactly wrote it. Some people say Eric Weisberg wrote it. It's a banjo tune that was made popular in the movie Deliverance. But I think the original person who really wrote it was a fellow named Arthur Smith from Charlotte, North Carolina, and it was a song called Feuding Banjos, and he played it on a tenor banjo, and he played it with two banjos. And so we're going to do it with a five-string Strug-style picking and the old-time clawhammer banjo. And Tammy has no mercy when she comes to this song because she really tries to just rub my nose in it, but I'm going to try to hang on. You go, girl.
Your banjo belly dance too. It's your turn. Heard of a drunk banjo before?
You know, you wouldn't be near as funny without a straight man.